Right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the extraordinary meeting of council, meeting on the 29th of June 2020. It's extraordinary.
I'd like to pay my respect and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather. I pay respect to elders past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people here today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harris, for that acknowledgement. Now moving on to what leave of absence. I think we do have a couple of leave of absence today. Councillor Hall, Councillor Brady, Councillor Reeves. Disclosures of interest. Has any councillor got any disclosures that any of the business that we're coming up with in this particular extraordinary meeting? If there's none, we shall move right along to page 4, item 6, which is a corporate and community services, 5.1, the making of the rates for 2020-2021 financial year. Would someone like to move that recommendation?
I'll move that way, Mr.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Seconder, Councillor Phillips. Any questions? Do you want the director? Would you like to follow up with anything? Or are you quite happy with what's got printed?
Yeah, thank you, and through the chair. Basically, just like to just bring council to council attention. There's a couple of minor changes to the fees and charges document, and it's to do with the meter test. The refund on your water meter test. Initially, the document went out with plus or minus 3%, and it's actually plus or minus 4% as per the regulation. So that minor change has been made. Council, as discussed recently, we've made an internal submission to the document that has been on public submission, and that relates to information supplied by the land and property information to do with supplementary valuation. So that has been previously discussed with council.
Is there any other questions there? The movement and second are quite happy with those small changes and for that recommendation. There's no questions. So all those in favour? Those against? Carried. Well, moving on to page 10, 5.2, the adoption of updated delivery program 2017-2021 and 2020-2021 operational plan incorporating the 2020-2021 operating budget and fees and charges. Would someone like to move the recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Harris. Second that. Councillor Blewett. And I welcome Councillor Carter to the meeting. Thank you, Dave, for making the.
Apologies.
Very late, everyone. I've got a move and second on the recommendation of 5.2. So does the director need to say anything for you? Quite happy what's written there. Or is there any questions? We've got any questions there?
So thank you, and through the chair. Just to bring council attention, you should have received the council submission on the actual budget documents. There are a number of changes to the budget that went on public submission. So a detailed list of those changes was provided to council in the budget document on Friday. If anyone's got any questions,
So any questions on that? All those in favour? Those against? That's carried. Right, moving on to page 12, 6 infrastructure services, 6.1, congratulations, Karen. Infrastructure services, 6.1, road maintenance council contract. Someone like to move that recommendation, please?
I'll move the recommendation.
Councillor Harris, second. Councillor Phillips, who's, Greg, do you want to say anything on this before we vote on it, or the, which is explanatory as it is at the...
I'm happy to take the questions.
Right, any questions to Greg on the, on this, the road maintenance thing? We're just sort of hoping that, we've only got a small bit of road, but we're hoping with a review of the road network, the original network, there might be changes there as time goes on. Right.
Yeah, just wonder, where are we at if the, let's talk about the state government turning our main roads into state roads. And where are we at, we've got some issues in for that, because we have roads that have been fairly high chance to be accepted.
Through the mayor, there's a meeting scheduled for this month, the GIO is called, the date just escapes me at the moment, but it's, it is this month where we'll be participating in the panel that are doing the review of the regional road network. It's a little bit of a double-edged sword. At the moment, we receive grant funding from the state government via the block grant for maintaining our regional road network, and we can spend that money at our discretion on the regional roads that we deem need the maintenance. If they become state roads, they'll still be funded by the state government, but it'll be on their terms to their program. They'll direct where the work's done and what is done. And that's why this report talks about us not being able to afford not to participate in the road maintenance council contract, because if they do become state road and we don't hold the contract, then those funds could go to another council or a private provider.
So that would be to main the roads within our shore, though, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So if we want to keep up the maintenance that we can with the, so we keep the staff and keep everything going in the shore, instead of coming as a pigeonhole, we will be given the here, you fix the road, this one, that one, and that one.
Yeah, we'll lose the discretion to do the work that we think needs doing. We'll be directed to do particular works by Transport for New South Wales.
I presume that we've got bad potholes or something, and we bought that at international law. I've probably sent somebody out to do a drive-by, and they'll approve it or they won't approve it. I presume that that's what happened.
If they do become state roads, under this contract, we'll have to do routine inspections to report on the condition of the road and make recommendations. There'll be intervention levels set for when a pothole needs to be repaired and fixed. And some of that work can just be done through what's called the routine service component of the contract. But larger work like heavy patching or extensive shoulder maintenance grading, those types of things are done as ordered work, and that's where resealing also, that's where the Transport for New South Wales set the road segments that have to be done, allocate the money, and if we don't have the R2 accreditation, then we won't be in a position to do that work either.
Yeah, so that means they'd probably give us permission to do small repair jobs up to $5,000 or something, everything else we've got to report in, let them know, I'll think it all, or they might just decide to come and have a look at how it works.
No, if we don't have a contract and we don't achieve R2 accreditation, we'll do the inspection, we'll tell them what needs to be done, and they'll get an R2 accredited contractor to come and do the work.
Right. I think that covers that, so we're going into it and we'll keep the contract going. All right, any other questions to the road maintenance? All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried. And that's the end of the open council session. Would someone like to
move us into closed session?
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Second that?
Starting off second, just before we do, just waiting. I don't know where I've read it, I've got it at home. Only one little thing on Karen's report there, the Lachlan Forbes Valley signal signage, and what they signage is batteries or something coming down the 30,000, is that worth it, or we should still stick to that, put more in, or give a fix? I haven't heard much from this end, that's all.
I might get the general manager to speak to that. He's a bit more across that issue than myself.
Someone's got that.
Approximately 2 years ago, when the Forbes Art Society were proposing their project, we gave a letter of support to the Forbes Art Society that said, in the event that we would consider providing $30,000 a year, $33,300 a year, for 3 years if their application was successful. Their application has been successful, and they've now asked us to allocate the funding. So that's the submission that's gone into the budget. They are expecting to complete the works a lot faster than over 3 years as we proposed, but at this stage they haven't requested us to consider any additional funding. They're also, and I don't know where they're getting these figures from, but they are telling both Forbeshire Council and they told John and I here that the type of tourism numbers they're projecting are up to 100,000 people a year to view these sculptures when they're completed, and that's based on the visitations to things like Sculptures by the Sea and what was the other one they referred to, can you recall? It was an international one. So they are expecting them to become very popular and generate future tourism.
That's 10,000 a year, Greg. 30,000 a year.
No, 30,300 per year for 3 years.
We do have that funding available in the budget.
This has been recorded. I need your microphone.
Yes, sorry, Council. We do have that funding available in the budget. We have $60,000 put aside for unallocated programs for when we get grants and unexpected things like that, so grants of this nature. So we can actually fund that if Council does feel that it's a worthy project. We don't have to cut back somewhere else.
Thank you, Karen.
They come all the way up to South Falls Road to Lake Adelaide. Sorry,
I'm just not really just what you're talking about. Is that amazing thing? So they're doing more of those, are they?
They've got 20 sculptures planned for between the Hume, get my highway right, the Newell Highway near Forbes to the Murray at Kendova, and there's five sculptures proposed in Lachlanshire, and the balance will be in Forbeshire. The total project cost is about $5.8 million, of which we've been asked to contribute $100,000, and Forbeshire Council are putting in $100,000 as well as a contribution towards doing up the old ambulance station to become the Art Society's gallery and main scene.
With the actual sculptures, do we get a say, like, or do some of our local artists going to be involved? Is that how that works, or do they have complete control over what's actually going to be erected in Lachlanshire Park, the trail?
They've consulted with a number of different groups. They're currently consulting with the local Aboriginal Land Council or elders from our area about the sculpture for the Murray. I don't know how they arrived off the top of my head at the sculptures, but they have already been planned and designed and are known. For instance, the Wiradjuri Warrior is being erected about 20 kilometres out of town. I just can't recall the detail of what each sculpture is off the top of my head, but they had already been determined.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Mayor,
I'd
just say look, there wasn't a lot of consultation done lately that I know of, anyway. But I agree with in this agreement, I'm just saying is that I think that there was a lack of consultation within our community. And I'd like to see something a bit more solid. We should be a bit more involved. It's a fair sum of money to be outlined. I'll be over $500 into the total project. But given that our end we're going to be paying out $100,000 over the 3 years, I think that we should have a bit of a say when it goes on. I'd hate to think that one of the groups that was contacted locally. Was it council? Did we all receive the same paperwork? Or was that like into the land council? Which are the different
that there were, that sort of detail was provided in the past, yeah.
Yeah, so all the councillors received that, didn't they?
I believe they did, yeah.
I just think that the lack of community consultation, the board of community needs to be perhaps a bit more involved. I'm going to have it here, one of our fellows, they were putting code, the Marnus, and we were very supportive. I just didn't, certainly from a land council perspective, I just didn't really see the consultation process, but I think before we just get the money, I think we really should. Good, ask them, present themselves, and show us exactly what they're doing, how they come up with.
Yeah.
And what Scott had to figure out.
Thank you, councillor Carter, we'll bring that, because you're going back to Robert Hunt Day here too. So we might bring the report forward.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
They'll be very happy to come and present to council and give the details.
Yeah, and we did have a visit from the Forbes Art Society quite a number of years ago, and I think it might be an idea that they can try and give us a report now that it looks like it's definitely going ahead. Sorry, councillor Blewett, you can follow up.
I'm just following on from councillor Carter, do they have a booklet or a display that has all of these sculptures and that in it that can be sent to us councillors so we can have a look at exactly what is going to be erected, or are they coming to do a presentation, is that what you're saying?
We'll follow it up,
yeah.
And find out, you know, whether there is signs of seeing or whether there is a booklet and the Arts Council from.
I'd just like to see that.
It's a fair question, because you're going back quite a number of years actually, you know, to when there was proposed and when they made their applications for the money. They'd be going back 5, 6, 7 years ago now, when it first started.
And I'd also like to see, I'd also like to see, it's like there is going to be a sculpture at the Mary May, but there does need to be some more consultation with our local elders and our arts groups here, because that's very important to them, very important to us. So perhaps Forbes could do a bit more consultation with what's going to be erected out there, at least anyway, and go from there.
Yeah, we'll get a further report, but I think the general manager might just finish it off.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The project of the Murray isn't resolved. They are talking with the elders right now. But we'll ask Keith Mullett from the Forbes Art Society to come and do a presentation.
I'm just going off what councillor
Carter is saying. No, that'll be fine. We'll bring something to you to make sure that you're all up to speed with them. All right, now I do have a move for going into closed session. Was from Councillor Harris, and I didn't actually get a second. Councillor Phillips, was it? Sorry. Exactly what's says in the recommendations, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Right, the recommendation from the closed session on the Lake of Jellicoe water plant, ultrafiltration skid pipeline replacement. And the recommendation says that one, the Acting Director of Infrastructure Service and report number R20/163 be received and noted, and two, the proposal and quotation of Laurie Curran Water Project Limits for repairs to Lake Jellicoe's water treatment plant ultra filtration skid pipe work replacement in the amount of $225,143 ex GST be accepted. The general manager issue a purchase order for these repairs. And I declare the meeting closed, and seeing I've done that, I'll be very much I'd like to congratulate Joan and her staff on what she's been going through trying to get our business plan together, and especially the consultation we've been doing with the council, and that's sort of thing since January. And I think hopefully we can stick to it for the next 12 months with a bit of luck.